Hello, check 1, 2. Okay, it's working. Well, well, well. This just goes in line with my day. Like, I have had one of those days, people, where not a lot has gone right. And Chase is here with me, and we're recording the Q&A episode for this week, tomorrow. It's Monday night at 8:15 p.m., and, you know, this is basically due by midnight so that it can get loaded for Tuesday. And Chase and I just recorded for like 10 minutes, and then I looked over and realized I forgot to hit record. So you missed all that we discussed, but I do feel like some of it was important to get to, but now, I mean, we rambled about probably a lot, so I can probably eliminate some of the things. So we'll just get into the Chase is here to read the questions.
We are.
And we're going to go ahead and go straight into the
Q&A. Let's go straight into the Q&A.
Because I got kids that need to be put to bed.
You need to be put to bed.
I need to be put to bed.
All right.
It's all the things. So
let's get going.
Thank you for sending your questions. And this is where we try to answer them.
Okay. This one's from Angela. Amy, I'm listening to Four Things with you, and I was wondering, what brand of chocolate protein do you buy? I'm so inspired by your lifestyle. I get such a kick from your laugh and attitude of gratitude. You are adorable.
Some people would question that. Angela, especially those close to me right now. I don't think anybody would have called me adorable today per se, but I've recommended a couple of different proteins over the last year or so. So, but I feel like one that I haven't mentioned that I'm currently using right now and I'm obsessed with is called ProMix, ProMix, and it's a vegan chocolate. I've only tried the chocolate flavor. And since you're asking for chocolate, that's the one I'm going to tell you about because it is so good. Like, I love it. And it has 25 grams of protein, no added sugar or anything. It's got like 150 calories. It's low in sodium, which that's something. I was obsessed with New Zest, and I've talked about that one before, that brand. And some people still really like it, but I would feel really puffy after I would drink it. And then Erin Opria, she asked me, she's come on the podcast before and she is my trainer. We work together. So a lot of times she asks about my diet and I'm like, oh, I'm just feeling so puffy. And she asked to look at my protein powder and she saw that it had like 360 or 80 grams of sodium or milligrams. I think it's milligrams, whatever it is. However, sodium is broken down. It had that. And I was like, whoa, that's like a lot. And so she told me to find one that had less. And so this is lower in sodium. So I have it on my Amazon page, radioemmy.com. If you want to access that, you can see all my favorite things on Amazon. Those are things that I use because it's legit stuff I have ordered from Amazon. So you can find it there. And again, yeah, it's called ProMix Vegan Chocolate. It's got all the good things, all the complete chain of amino acids.
That's a good tip.
Which is what
you
need.
I would never like look at that. I mean, I would never look to
at the sodium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never even would like put that together.
But if you feel bloated or puffy, then a lot of times, it's because you've had something with too much salt.
I probably wouldn't think it was my protein shake, though. So that's a good heads up.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home and look at mine.
But some people aren't affected by it. Like, I have other people, like for me, it just, I was feeling puffy after. But other people, they love New Zest. And I still keep it in the pantry. Every once in a while, I use it just because I love the flavor. But I just have to look at what other sodium I've had that day, if that makes sense. Find balance.
Balance.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it going. This next one's from Jessica. Hey, Amy, I love your podcast and all things Bobby Bones Show. I was wondering if you know anything or could speak to the difference between aspartame, stevia, who is that, sucralose?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I know aspartame is bad, but not exactly sure why. I know you often talk about sweetening things with stevia, but recently I've been finding sucralose on ingredient list on things that are sugar-free. Is it as bad as aspartame? Is stevia bad at all? Thanks for any information you can provide.
Gosh, Jessica, I hope that stevia is not bad. You know how you drink something for a while? Because like a long time, we didn't know the effects of aspartame. And we would just consume. I mean, maybe some people knew, but I certainly didn't. And I drank Diet Coke like crazy. Mm-hmm. Or I had lots of things with aspartame. And then you started to hear, okay, it causes cancer, causes this. So I pulled up some of the side effects of aspartame and look at this list. I mean, again, and I don't know that it's like, this is legit, but this is stuff that I found that are some side effects of aspartame. Please don't quote me on this if you work for aspartameinternational.com or something. But I have heard that people actually that work with it that didn't, even if they wore a mask, but they were like working in factories that produce it. And again, this could just be hearsay, but that they ended up with cancer because they were breathing it in and it was just all up in, So I don't know, but the list is long. It's like, I don't know, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ADHD, symptoms that mimic multiple sclerosis, neurological problems, cancer, headaches, migraines, dizziness, seizures, nausea, numbness, muscle spasms, rashes, depression, fatigue, irritability, insomnia, vision problems, hearing loss. I mean, what?
I had a Diet Coke earlier.
You did? Okay, so my husband's sister, she used to be obsessed. Like, I thought I was obsessed with Diet Coke, but she really had an addiction, and she drank a bunch in one day. And she started having all kinds of issues. And when she cut the Diet Coke out, the issues went away.
I believe that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, yeah.
That's a hardcore list right there.
It is. So aspartame, it's an artificial sweetener. I mean, it's found in a lot of things. Clearly, it's FDA approved, but I steer clear of it. If I see that on the ingredients, I'm like, no, thank you. Gotta go. And then sucralose. I don't know if I'm saying it right either, Chase, but it's another zero calorie artificial sweetener. Splenda is probably the most common thing and another thing that I used to use a lot, but I do know that when you use it to bake, that it does start to break down with other ingredients and creates harmful substances. So it's all science and chemistry. Like when you heat something up and it turns into another thing. And again, I'm not a scientist, so y'all are getting like the Amy version, but I just know that it creates things that are not good for you. And for some people, it raises blood sugar and insulin levels, which is not good. And it can also damage the bacterial environment in your gut. So that's another thing that I definitely stay away from. Now, stevia, liquid stevia in particular, I use that every day. And I discovered that through Kimberly Snyder, she's going to be on the podcast soon, right?
Yeah, she'll be on next month.
So she's a nutritionist that I really trust. And again, I bring on a variety of nutritionists and different ways of thinking because I've adopted certain things in people's suggestions. Like everybody has a bunch of different ways. And for me, I've kind of found people that I like and maybe they disagree in certain areas, but they do agree in overall health. Yeah. And there's good that works for me from each of them. So I just pull what works for me. And something that I learned from her was about liquid stevia and that I buy the new Neutrals brand. It's alcohol free. Another thing with stevia is that you make sure that you're buying an alcohol free version. And again, I have that on my Amazon page, RadioAmy.com, and you can grab it there, see if you like it. But it is a great alternative if you're trying to watch your sugar intake. And again, in a year or two or five, there may be studies that it's like causing you to grow a third eye or a tail. And I'm like, great. Which, did you just know I already have a weird tailbone, which is almost like a tail?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So like some people, when they do like boat pose and yoga, you know, where you sit like in a V.
Okay.
Like you're doing like a sit up, but you're on your bottom, like where your tailbone is. It's really painful for me. I can't do it because my bone kind of sticks out right there. Kind of like
a tail.
You kind
of have a tail.
Sort of.
That's kind of weird.
I know. Hopefully that's stevia like, doesn't make it grow.
Fun fact for Tuesday.
Fun fact. He's got a tail. I have a tail. But yeah, man. Fingers crossed, like
from all that
please,
Diet Coke.
Dear Lord, make stevia remain still good and healthy for us and not cause cancer and disease. Because if it does, then I'm for sure getting it. Because I use it every single day. And then Kelly Levesque, who's another person that I had on recently, she recommends monk fruit sweetener, which does come in drops. I don't have any of the drops, but I do have a monk fruit powder, which I'm going to say I'm 99% sure that's also on my Amazon page. And sometimes I use that to sweeten things, but that stuff is strong. Like, you literally have the powder that I have. It comes with a little scooper. It's a tiny scooper. Do not put a whole scoop of that tiny stuff. Too sweet. Woo! It's like so powerful. You just need like 1/16th or 1/8th of a...
of the little scoop?
I mean, it's... I don't know. It's like, I would just play around with it with your taste buds. Like, do a little dab. Okay, stir it in. Do a little dab. Do a little dab more. You know, if like into oatmeal or yogurt. I've been doing Kite Hill unsweetened plain almond yogurt because it has like 11 grams of protein and 10 grams of fat. So it's an easy way to get some calories and some fat, mm-hmm. if you, especially on a day that you've worked out and stuff, and some protein. The only way to get it without sugar is it has to be the unsweetened plain. And so, or unsweetened vanilla, but anyway, the store didn't have vanilla. So it was kind of gross, but I added a little pinch of monk fruit, a little pinch.
Pretty good.
And stirred it up and a little drop of vanilla extract. And it was amazing. Really was. It's a nice little treat. My husband even likes it. He's like, this is like ice cream. He was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
But still, it's good. Little hack there, a little ice cream hack.
So did that answer her question?
Did it? I went through all three.
I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep it going. This next one's from Marie. I love the podcast, Amy. I lost my mom to cancer in November of 2012. I was just 29 and I hadn't had any children yet. I now have a little girl named Magnolia Ann, inspired by my mother. I struggle every day not having my mom here to help me through becoming a mother. Your podcast helps me change my thinking and work on moving forward in a positive light. My question to you is, what are some ways you share with your children to keep your mom in their spirit since they never had the opportunity to meet her?
Oh, man. I hate that you had to go through that. Anybody that's had to lose a loved one, it's hard, but there is something about losing your mom that is just like, ugh. And I still have my dad. I mean, not to say that losing your dad, I don't know, maybe my relationship is different because my mom, I lived with her my whole life. And my dad, while I'm close to him, he still left when I was 9 years old. So he wasn't around that much. So to lose anybody that's like so close to you, and my mom had become my best friend, like, I feel you, Marie. And I love that you got to have a little girl and named her after your mom-ish, or I don't know if it's exactly her name, but here's what I do. And my story's a little bit different with my kids because they're adopted and I'm their second mom. So like my daughter, Stashira, she knew her birth mom because she lived with her till she was 5 years old. And then she lived at the orphanage from 5 to 10 and then moved in with me at 10 years old. So she remembers her mom. And so something that it's done for me is I can actually relate it to her. Like, I have conversations with her like, hey, I know what it feels like to miss your mom. Like, that must be really hard because I miss my mom every day. So I know you must miss your mom. So that's something we can talk about. So when your little girl gets older, there might be things that happen with her that she might be struggling with or hurting. And you can share with her like, hey, this is what, you know, mommy gets sad too. And this is what hurts me. And then it opens that door of communication to be able to just share. So I'm thankful for that opportunity. And again, I think your daughter might need to be a little bit older for that to happen. But if she's ever going through something, you can share your hurts, which might allow her to then open up her hurts to you, which I think is important for parents to have with their kids. I also use pictures to talk about her and stories. And I have some of her jewelry and I show it to Stashira and I talk about how it's mine right now, but one day I'll get to pass it along to Stashira and she'll have it and keep it in the family. And we have Pimp and Joy too, which is an amazing legacy that, you know, there's tons of stories in the hashtag and my mom has her own Pimp and Joy music video. So I get that not everybody has that, but those are the different ways that I'm able to talk to my kids about my mom. And then my sister, I think if you have siblings, it's another way to keep that alive. I talk to the kids about how Cece reminds me of mom and she looks so much like her. and the different qualities that my sister has and I have, traits that we got from our mom, like how my toe is a little bit weird, and but I love it because it looks like my mom's, you know, cool. And then my sister's tiny hands. So I don't, everybody's story is a little bit different, but I hope that some of that maybe helps. But the important thing is to just keep talking about your mom. Never stop.
It's good advice. All right, this next one's from Jessica. Hey, Amy, I'm such a fan of you and the Bobby Bones Show. Even my children are. We call my Four Things tote my Bobby Bones bag, and my oldest daughter even asked for a Four Things zipper pouch for her pencil pouch for this school year. Anyways, I know you hate football and dread football season. Dang, you hate football?
I mean, it's just not my thing. Oh, and quickly before you keep reading, I will say, I don't know if they're sold out yet or not, but Mary snuck a few zipper pouches that are customizable up on the website. So if you go to fourthings.com or even radioamy.com to keep it simple, but you can customize. We've never done this before, and I don't even think we've really talked about it, but it is available where you can customize a zipper pouch. And they're so cute. I made Stashira one that says, like, for her to use for school. And I put, like, popcorn, Netflix, bracelets, because she loves making bracelets. And then I put reading because, well, school.
Yeah.
Cute, huh?
That's awesome.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. Let's see. Where was I? Anyways, I know you hate football and dread football season because your husband loves it so much. Well, I'm in the same boat. My boyfriend loves every sport known to man, and I'm the opposite. With football season approaching, I know a lot of his Saturdays will be taken up by the sport and a lot of time in general spent on fantasy football. I was just wondering how you deal with the dreaded football season. Gosh, it makes it sound so rough.
It is.
Any tips or tricks to either participate in the sport or get your husband to be less into it?
Okay, Jessica, jeez, I would say, Jessica. Okay, yeah, no. You don't want to take away something that he's super passionate about and makes him happy, because that's just, it is. Like, if I were to take football away from my husband, he would be miserable. So I think what we do at our house is I like to have people over or go watch the game at a friend's house, or host people at your house, have snacks that are fun, like things you like to eat, and invite maybe other couples over where maybe the wives aren't that into it, or maybe some of the guys, vice versa. Not saying that wives can't be into football. Maybe they're the ones that are into it, and some husband's going to come over and be like, not my thing. Y'all can hang out in the kitchen and talk, and or maybe go watch something else, or, you know, have a really good cheese board with some wine and send the kids upstairs to play. And then you do your thing. So maybe invite people over that make it a little more fun, or actually invite people over and y'all all watch it together. And I don't know, make bets. See if that's something, I don't know.
Do you guys have cheese boards and wine at your football games?
I do. Yes.
You don't have like queso and chips?
Yes, we have that too.
Okay.
I'm saying you can make good food, like good food for
all right,
the football watchers.
Just wanted
and
to
then
clarify.
Also, like, if you wanted to have a little mini girls' night on the side over in the corner. And then ask him to participate in your hobbies. Like, you give it a go. Give some of those games. Like, ask, look at a calendar. He will love this. Be like, hey, is there a big game you're excited to watch that we should invite people over for? And then plan it out. Get a menu, queso, cheese board or not, tequila, wine, his favorite beer. If you don't drink Zevia, shout out. Had to get that in.
You had to.
Had to. Inside joke. If you know, you know. But do that. And he'll be like, wow, that's so cool. And then he'll want to do something like awesome with you. Like, he needs to participate in something you're passionate about, one of your hobbies. Or tell him to go watch the game and then you go shopping at Target. Whatever.
Yeah. I think the only thing I would say to that, I think that's good advice, but you know, there are some of us who are really weird about certain games and we really would prefer not to have a group of people around. Like,
you just want to watch a game by yourself?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There are some games, not all games, but it's like, but not necessarily by yourself, but maybe like you and your buddy or like two to three folks, like having the whole party thing it just depends on the game.
Okay. Well, that's why I said, ask him.
Yeah.
Is there a game you would like to have people over for?
I think meeting in the middle and participating in each other's hobbies is a good thing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Or like I said, go shopping, go to Target, let him watch and play. And then you get a day to yourself. Sounds good to me.
He'll probably give you money to go
get a massage. Yeah, be like, okay, fine. You can watch football if I can go get a massage.
He'd be pumped.
Boom.
All right, let's keep going. This one is from Caitlin. Hey, Amy, my name's Caitlin. I'm from Maine, and I absolutely love your podcast and look forward to it every Thursday. I'm always struggling to find good quality and comfortable athletic leggings. So my question for you is, what are your go-to brands or your favorite athletic leggings?
So when it comes to quality and comfort, I feel like you have to invest a little bit. And I've talked about my favorite leggings before, but I'll just quickly recap here since it's a question that comes up a lot. I love Athleta. I don't know how people say it, but it's the one that's owned by Gap. And they're a little bit less than Lululemon, but still pricey. But they've got some great leggings. I mean, they fit really well. They're going to last. They're made well. And then Lululemon, for that matter, their Wonder Under, like legging, if you just get it in black, you can wash and wear those over and over. I have several pairs I've had for years. So you have sticker shock at first, like, but if you wear them a lot and you're looking for something that's really going to help you look good, pull it all together, be comfortable, and you can still work out in, yeah. I mean, those two brands are amazing. Now, on the little bit less side, like on a lower end, but still good quality, is Fabletics, which Kate Hudson started that line, or she at least is like an endorser of it or something. I don't know her exact involvement, but I get emails from her. Hey, Amy, it's Kate. Here's your new legging. I mean, it gets me every time. I'm like, oh, wow, Kate Hudson just emailed me. And I'm like, oh, never mind. Just kidding. It's Fabletics. But they've got some great leggings. A lot of times they'll have like 2 for $25 or like flash sales or different things. So, and then speaking of Kate Hudson, she has a new clothing line called Happy by Nature. And it's like Happy X Nature. And the X is like by. And I ordered some dresses from there. And they're so cute. So you heard it here. And this is not a commercial. Like, I don't even know Kate Hudson.
Good to know. Shocker,
I know. But definitely check out her clothing line. Like, it's super cute. And those are really, I wish I had more legging suggestions, but those are the only ones that I have. And I know Athleta and Lulu are, like, up there in price. But again, get yourself a good quality pair, and you can wear them over and over.
Good investment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one's from Chrissy. Hey, Amy, I'm about to have our second child, and I'm getting nervous about how to balance time for myself and time with my husband. How do you and your husband set aside time to discuss things you need to talk about, enjoy time together, etc.? It's already hard with one kid and work, but I'm not sure how it's going to be with two.
Girl, it's hard. It's so hard. In fact, my husband and I were just talking about this, and we decided we're going to do a four things thing on it. So it'll be on the Thursday podcast. On an upcoming episode. Do we know when yet, Chase?
I don't know. Okay. Ben is great on the podcast.
Yeah. So my husband has agreed. And what we're going to do is we're both going to brainstorm ideas, like, you know, on how he thinks we should make time together. And I'm going to brainstorm. And then we're going to bring our ideas to y'all. And we're not going to pre-discuss it. He's going to bring them and I'm going to bring them. And really, Chrissy, it's because we're struggling with it too. So just first and foremost, know that you're not alone in being nervous about this and it, you know, being hard to juggle. And yes, when you add two to the mix, it's going to get more difficult. Like, I don't even know how some people do it with 3, 4, 5. I mean, Walker and Lainey Hayes, they have six kids. And I'm pretty sure they still make time. So I don't know. I don't know how some people do it. But my husband and I are on the struggle bus for sure. So it's something we're going to make a priority. And we're going to try to help any of you out there struggling. And again, I mean, we're not experts. Like, this is us learning and then sharing with you, or us brainstorming. We haven't even learned yet. But I will say that when it comes time to, like, finding time to talk, I don't even know that we, I mean.
We don't talk.
We don't even really talk. Sometimes it's like,
you guys talk.
Yeah, but
yeah, and I mean,
but not about all the things all the time. Like, sometimes when there's stuff, we need to talk deeper. We need to not just like, hey, what's the schedule today?
Well, maybe you should invite him on the podcast more. I can kind of schedule some time.
Is that when we get it out?
It could be your session.
I know, but he's busy too. So
I'm telling you, folks, when they do this, this is going to be great because
don't hype it up.
Well, no, the way the two of you approach problem solving and brainstorming
is very different.
Is so different, but it always works. But oh, it'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm already excited.
Yeah. So. Before, just to give you some tips or advice now, so you don't have to wait for the they'll sit down with my husband or whatever. Am I interviewing him? Whatever you want to call it. You just got to be intentional. And I'm guilty of not. So you got to just carve out that time. And then what that time is going to look like is going to be up to you. Because sometimes people might not be able to afford a sitter, or sometimes you can't find a sitter. So how can you also carve out the time, especially if you have a new baby, like to like put the kids to bed and then be intentional, like, hey, we're going to put on a movie. Like, we're going to put on some music. I don't know. We're going to light some candles. I mean, have we ever done that? No. Maybe your husband needs to run you a bath. Like, that would be amazing. If I came home and Ben had bath water run for me and then he sat there and talked to me while I took a bath. That'd be amazing. I don't think you'd want to take a bath with me, but if you were to just be like, so how's your day? And I would be like, oh, it's even better now. I'm like, how's your day? That would be awesome. But we don't even have a bathtub.
I was going to say, you don't have a bath, do you?
This is my fantasy.
Like, in Ben's defense, I feel like he would ask those questions more often.
What?
Like, you're kind of a hard one to like,
what questions? Like, how's your day?
Yeah.
That's not even deep. I was just using that as an example.
I feel like he would ask deeper questions.
We need to know, like, how are you feel? Like, what's going on? Like, how are things? Like, I don't know. I feel it's just constantly like, what time are you going to be home? Okay. What are the kids going to eat? When do they need to get to bed? How much homework do they have? What do you have to do? I have show prep. I've got to look at flight plans. Like, we're both just like, okay, yeah. I'm going to be on my computer. Blah, blah, blah. But we did binge watch some Yellowstone this last few weeks together. That was major bonding. But again, that's not really, I mean, that is special hangout time. But I mean, I was even kind of sneak watching it without him.
Dang.
I know. And then I would go back.
You're one of those.
But I would go back and watch it with him.
Still.
He busted me one day. He walked in. Man. Aaron was over. We were doing a workout. And sometimes we'll listen to music. But I was so addicted to Yellowstone that I told her I wanted to watch Yellowstone while we worked out, and we did. And Ben walked in, and I was like, I'm so sorry. But I watched it again with him that night, so I made up for it. But
I think,
what
not,
do you have?
Not that
Chase,
I'm qualified
you're not
to
even
give,
married.
Yeah, we're not even qualified to give any advice, but I think if you like scheduled like a shutdown time in your house, that would go a long way.
I know. We really need routine.
Because you like,
my house is lacking routine.
Well,
but every day is
that's
different.
That's never going to be.
And now,
yeah,
my
you're
dad
never gonna
lives
have routine.
Here, so. I
but
have a
sometimes
third
getting
child.
You, like, you know, even when we're working on things, it's kind of like I just finally get to the point where I like I go quiet and I just sit and wait.
Oh. Okay.
And then you, because you've got like a million different things going on, not like sit there and wait, but I mean it's just you just need to shut everything down for a little bit. Even
I know.
For an hour.
My dad said something to me today because Mary and I were doing a FaceTime thing because we're trying to finish the gratitude journal. And I immediately had to get off FaceTime with her because I had a conference call calling. And then he needed something from Target. So then I had to go to Target and then I had to get back to meet the kids because they were getting out of tutoring. And then anyway, it was like boom, boom, boom. And he kind of looked at me, but from the FaceTime meeting to the conference call, he said something to me about like, are you ever not, because then I had some show prep I had to work on, and he's like, are you ever not working? And I was like, well, yeah, but it's just like peppered throughout the day to where sometimes it snowballs, but then of course I have times where I can just shut it off and relax, which everybody needs. I am not it's like, oh, look at me, my schedule is so busy. But there are like lots of little different things, and it's my fault that it's not, doesn't have order. Yes, because I'm the one that's scattered with it. Like, I'm the one that's like, oh, it's like all over the place. And then I'm like, oh, It's just, yeah. Is that, it's not even a word, but that's how I feel sometimes. And that is my, something I have to work on.
And
because
you are.
There are people with yeah. far more things going on and far busier, but they have, they manage it better to where it's not as hectic. That part's on me. So I take full responsibility for that. So, yeah. Self-discovery 101. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh, that'll be good. I hope you do a TED Talk someday.
What in the world would I do a TED Talk on?
Oh, I can think of a few things.
Like what?
Well, I think your little self-discovery right there. I think a year from now.
Once I've mastered
it? You're going to be in a different boat.
I will be more organized?
I wouldn't say organized. You have to realize
I'll have more structure to my day.
It's not about busy. Yours is just super unconventional.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just everything, because there's so many different pieces.
So we'll conclude with the fact that I did turn to my dad after he said that to me. And I said, Dad, you do know when I was a kid, anytime I was with you, your cell phone was glued, which this is a time where cell phones weren't even really that popular, but homeboy had one and it was glued to his ear. 24/7. And he looked at me and he kind of was like, yeah, you're right. And I mean, I'm not that way with my kids. Like I can shut it off to be with them.
Yeah.
So, but they're part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Like for him, I don't know. And I think that's one of his regrets is that we weren't part of that puzzle. We were just, he would just kind of show up because he had to, and he wanted to see us. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he kept the work going the whole time we were together. So, yeah, that is my memory of him being on his cell phone. And so I said that to him, and he was like, yeah, you're right. And then I was like, ooh, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case. That's not how I am. I'm not constantly working.
Yeah.
But he does see me just way busier. And maybe that's just because in the last several years it's changed, or last handful of years. It's, obviously, shoot, not even that. In the last year, it's changed.
Yeah.
So I think like a helicopter just flew over.
I guarantee you heard something.
In case y'all heard that rumble, is a helicopter or something.
Or yeah.
Or I don't know.
Something.
And yeah, is that yeah? Okay, now I feel like I'm rambling. But really, in closing, since I brought up Mary and the gratitude journal, I will say, I'm so excited about this. It is going to be so good. Mary and I are talking about doing a pre-order. Do you think we should do a pre-order like people do with books? We don't have to.
So.
We don't have to, but we thought with a pre-order, but you also kind of have to think of something fun to give people if they do the pre-order, so we would have to think of that. But we really think we're so...
I won't say anything. I saw a little teaser of it, and I think it's way cooler.
But I mean, even since then, things that we've come up, like little nuggets, we're going to have like hidden gems.
But I mean, it's way cooler than I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be cool, but it's... But I would definitely do a pre-order because I think people are really not only going to want it for themselves to do it with you all, but it's going to be a great gift for the holidays.
Yeah, it totally will. Ah, I'm giddy over it. And it's I love everything that we do, but this is like going to be next level. Cannot wait. Okay, namaste. If you're even still listening to this, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Chase, say bye.
Bye.